Hi, could I speak to Michael, please?
Yes, me.
Hi, Michael. My name's Jeffrey Hill. The reason I was calling you is because I was just reading some stuff about you on the internet.
Okay, where?
It was National Fire and Rescue Magazine.
Okay.
And it was talking about how you'd spent a lot of time down at Ground Zero.
I spent about a day and a half.
I was just wondering, like, do you have any pictures on the internet anywhere that can be accessed, or?
Yeah, on my stock agency site, 911pictures.com.
Oh, that's your site there?
Yeah.
So most of those pictures would be yours?
Well, no, I represent about 80 photographers, so, I mean, you'd have to, look for mine.
Oh, but, like, you were there, and you, like, you kind of, like, you got a very good overview of the scene and everything?
Where are you going with this?
Well, I just wondered a few things about what you said. I was reading the interview that was on the magazine website.
From when?
I'm not sure when it was from. It was like a long interview, and it was telling about how.
2001, you mean?
Yeah, I guess it would have been then, yeah.
Okay.
And it just said, like you had said a few things about how you had came to the pit. And there was like black smoke everywhere and stuff. Was there like a lot of wreckage piled up from the towers? Because I don't seem to see any pictures that shows like wreckage of 210-story buildings collapsing.
Well, it was all compacted, you see, because the Trade Center had probably went down probably, at least 50 to 100 feet below grade, with sub-basements and utility basements and that kind of thing. And there was a mall underneath it, and below that there was sub-basements,
Right, yeah.
And when the floors collapsed, they all collapsed onto themselves, and the weight of the floors above compacted everything down. And a lot of it disintegrated too. It just pulverized as it came down. So that's really what happened. There was a pile there. I mean, it ended up being like, 2 or 3 stories high, of just debris and stuff like that.
Yeah, but like I was also reading on some other places like how there didn't seem to be enough debris to account for like the size of those buildings.
There was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without question.
Like where it says like the pit, did you mean like the sub-basements? Like were you able to get down there and stuff?
Not that day. I mean, it took them months to dig it out,
And you'd also mentioned about all, when you went into the health club, all the equipment had been melted?
No, not, I mean, not melted. It was all like wrecked and covered with dust and that kind of thing. The glass had been blown out.
Like twisted around and stuff?
Not melted, no. I just it just was if, you had like a hurricane going through the window kind of thing,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And did you ever hear anything about molten metal in the basements of the trade centers?
I didn't hear anything personally, but I could understand how there might be, the heat of the sort of the friction of the stuff coming down, The stuff that, I mean, the stuff that was burning underground burned for probably 3 months, 2 or 3 months after the building collapsed.
So there was fires underground for a long
There were
time
underground fires, yeah, that were burning for a long time.
then? Yeah, because I remember I seen something about some of the workers there, and it had mentioned something about molten metal, streams of molten metal down in the basements or
Molten
something.
metal, but I mean, it was stuff burning, that's for sure.
And did you happen to see, like, was there, like, a lot of overturned cars and stuff like that?
There's a few.
Around the scene?
Well, I mean, the cars, I mean, any car that was near the scene was just basically just flat, like a pancake. I mean, there was just nothing left of it, And, so it's not like you'd see an overturned car, you just see a car that was just, flattened.
Like, I've seen pictures where there was overturned cars and,
Well, that was from the graders that came through trying to clear a path to get to the wreckage, to start doing some of the rescue work. And they just came with big payloaders. They just picked up cars and tossed them out of the way and turned them over to the process.
Do you remember seeing like big dump trucks coming in with dirt and putting dirt like onto the grounds of the World Trade Center at all?
No, there was no, I didn't see any of that. What you saw was like a whole line of dump trucks, getting ready to take stuff out.
Did you happen to see any plane parts or anything?
No, I didn't personally know, but I know they were there.
But you never seen any yourself?
Not personally, but I know people who did.
And so you,
what's this for? What's this about?
Oh, I was just curious. I was just reading up about it, and I just came across your name in that article. I was just kind of like wondering, like it said that you were there like for a couple days or something, taking pictures and stuff. And I was reading on another website where it was talking about how little debris there was. Like a lot of the, it seems like you had said, a lot of the steel and concrete just vaporized.
I don't think it just vaporized, but when you think about an office building, you know, basically it's basically an open space. You know, you basically just have some columns and floors, right? It's basically it. You know, it's basically open office space and some windows. So when it compacts down, even though it has height, there's not but mass in between. You know, so when everything pancakes down onto itself, it really isn't all that high. You know, plus it's compressing down from the weight. You know.
Well, I would just imagine, say, like 110 stories would be a significant height still after.
I'm telling you that I was there and I saw what I saw, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in the buildings, I lived in New York City, I grew up in New York City, I've been in the towers lots of times, and I was there that day and I know what I saw. So I'm not a physicist, I can't explain why it's only a certain height, but, you know, I know what happened and I saw what happened, so, you know.
But, like, you had said in the article, too, that, like, you could, there was, like, layer of dust everywhere.
Yeah, a thick layer of dust, yeah.
Like that would have been from the pulverized concrete?
Possibly, and yeah. The stuff was just, you know, pulverized as it came down, yeah.
And
probably a number of things, but not, you know, that included.
Yeah, and, like, well, 110 stories, when they came down in approximately, what, like 10 seconds or something like that?
You'd have to watch the video. I don't know exactly how many seconds it was.
Yeah, it was approximately 10 seconds. So that would... That would be rather quick, wouldn't you think, for a 110-story building?
I mean, you saw the video. It's all come down. I mean, what difference does it make if it's quick or not? I mean, I don't see your point. What are you doing with this?
Well, I was just like, I mean...
I know you're just wondering, but why are you just wondering? What's the issue?
Well, I was just trying to find out, like, trying to put together some answers.
7 years later, why is it important, is what I want to know.
Why is it important?
7 years later, yes.
Well, I think it's the most significant event that ever happened in our lifetimes.
Well, it probably could be, okay. But, I mean, it sounds like you're just trying to find reasons why, you know, what happened, you know, it happened for a different reason or didn't happen the way that people did or something like that, like, you know, conspiracy theory or something like that, you know. And it's all bullshit, you know.
Well, I mean, anybody that looks at any of the evidence would come to the conclusion rather quickly that... the towers didn't pancake collapse.
Yes, they did.
Like, they were, it looks, even if...
Oh, I mean, I was there. Are you going to call me up about this? I watched it happen, okay? You saw it happen on TV, too. How can you say it didn't?
Well, what I saw was the towers exploded into dust.
It didn't explode. They came down in a straight line. You saw that. Everybody can watch the video and see that.
And, like, huge pieces of steel beams were thrown hundreds of feet across and stuff like that.
Well,
like
they weren't.
They were stuck into other buildings.
They were, but, I mean, not thrown hundreds of feet.
Well, they're pretty
there?
Good distance.
Were you there?
No, but I've seen them.
Oh, you can't doubt it. I saw it with my own eyes, all right? If you're just going to call me up and I try to discredit something that happened that day, okay, I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, sorry. I'm not trying to discredit what happened.
What are you trying to challenge me on these things for?
I'm just trying to figure out what happened.
Well, you know what happened. You saw it.
Well, I... Hello?